Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Lamed Chet, and we were holding in the middle of the sugya of what the din would be of someone who was poda an eved that had been captured by Akum. So this is a complex sugya, and therefore it's worthwhile reviewing what it is that we had learned yesterday. So we have two approaches to the Mishnah. Let us once again read the Mishnah. Eved shenishbar b'da'u, im l'shum eved yishtabed, im l'shum ben chorin lo yishtabed, u'shum ben gamliel mer ben kach yishtabed. Now, as we pointed out, that Mishnah is totally opaque because we don't know who is supposed to be mishtabed to, and we have no idea whether the eved was captured prior to the yirush of the bialim or after the yirush of the bialim. And therefore, we had two completely different approaches to the Mishnah. One was Abaya's approach, and one was Rava's approach. So according to Abaya's approach, we were talking about Lifnei Yush. The Lashon of Yishtabed means Yishtabed l'Rabo HaRishon. If they were poda him as a Ben Chorin, then obviously, if the person who had been poda him had been poda him specifically, had bought him as a Ben Chorin, so then, what ought to happen? He's Larabo Shady, obviously he's not going to be Mishtabed, because the guy didn't buy him. The guy bought him in order to make him free. And Larabo Rishon is a Takonas Eilam. And what is that Takonas Eilam? Because we're afraid that people will not be Peda Avadim, since they're not Chayiv in all of the mitzvahs. So they won't have the feeling that we have to do this Bidyan like we would for a Jew. And therefore, this Mishnah appears here as one of the Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam Mishnayos. Okay, what does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold? Reb Shimon Gamliel says, why? People who are going to be paid up will be paid on Eved the same way they'll be paid up in Chol. So according to Abaya's approach, the Tikkun HaOlam is in the Chachamim, and the Chachamim are saying, we're worried that people won't be paid up. And Reb Shimon Gamliel is, we're not worried. People who will be paid up anybody. That was Abaya's approach. Rava took the opposite approach. Rava said it's talking about the Acher Yush, in which case the reason that it says Yishtabed is L'Rabba HaSheni, not L'Rabba HaRishon. Rabba HaRishon already basically was Mafker Ischus in the Eved by being Mityayesh. He said Vaylech Yisar and Kis, and L'Rabba HaSheni, he bought him. Now later, as we said today, the Gemara is going to be discussing how he was kind of him. Since he bought him off from illegally, he bought him from people who had captured him. Fine, we'll talk about that later.
And the first
Adon doesn't own him anymore.
So does that free him, or just monetarily?
We'll see. All of these things, these are just the opening salvos in a major sukkah. Okay, so according to Rav, we're talking about Acher Yush. It says Yishtabed. It obviously doesn't mean L'Rav Arish, it means L'Rav Sheni. Of course, L'Ber Chorin Lo Yishtabed. And that's because nobody owns him. The second guy freed him, and the first guy lost his bialis over him by the Yush. And according to this approach, Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one who's saying the Tikkun HaOlam. And that is that Ben Kach u Ben Kach, he should be Mishtabed, and he goes back to the Rabbo Rishon because of Chizkiyah's din. There's a Tikkun HaOlam in order to maintain the Baalut on Avadim. Otherwise, we're going to end up with an emancipation proclamation. That's a disaster. So in order to be able to maintain Avdut, we can't allow Avadim to go throwing themselves at the mercy of every gang that comes by. And then they'll end up losing the Rishus of the Baalim because they'll be Mityaish. And then we're basically going to be ending up freeing them. So we can't do that. Because of that, we made a takona that it doesn't matter what the other guy wants. Basically, you cannot escape your odin by being captured. That's what we're saying. So that's the takona of Chizkiyah. That's what we were up to yesterday. So today, the Gemara is concerned with what type of kinyan, according to Rava, would the person who was poda have on him? How did he get a kinyan? So asks the Gemara today. We were up to L'Rava. That's four lines up. L'Rava de'amar le'acher yush. According to Rava, who holds we're talking about, the guy was already miyaish. L'rabo sheni. And it means in the Tanakhama that when it says mishtabed, he's mishtabed to the guy who had been poda him, if he had been poda him, with shem avdus. Problem is, Rabbi Shadim Iman Kanilat. Who did the second guy buy him from? He bought him from these kidnappers, right? From this gang, Mishaboy. The problem is that the Shaboy Gufi Mikanilat. How in the world did these Goyish kidnappers, where did they get a kinyan that allowed them, when they sold the Evet, to actually make a legal sale to the second guy that he should be considered, the Odin? Says the Gemara, to some extent, they do indeed have a kinyan. And what is that kinyan? The kinyan is a kinyan from Maaseh Yadayim. See, even though a goy, as we shall see, we learn from the Pasuk, cannot have a kinyan on another goy, a kinyan haguf, nonetheless, he can have a chazaka on his Maaseh Yadayim. The Omer Reish Lakish, binayin lo oved kochavim, how do we know that a goy is able to have a kinyan for Maaseh Yadayim? Now, you will remember that there are various kinyanim. Let's talk about karka, where we're very familiar with this, right? So you can have an actual kinyan of ownership on a field. You can buy a lien for the produce of a field. But you can also buy the rights in the karka to the produce. Right? So in other words, that's more than a lien. It's not that I have a commitment of somebody that says when it grows that then I will give it to you, which is all involved in whether I'm to kone and so on. But what I can do is I can kone the rights in the ground, not to the actual ownership of the ground, but the ownership of the ground for whatever the ground is yotze. We came across this idea earlier when we were talking about whether a person can be magdish yadav shalishto for her maaseh yadayim. So then the yadayim will continue to produce her in cases where it's making like a neder. So it should be kaddish for its maaseh yadayim. That's the same thing that we have over here. They do not own the actual goof of the person, this goy of another goy, but he does own the goof for the rights of its work. And that is enough for him to sell to the Rabbo Hashini. And the way we know that is V'gam mibnei atoshavim agarim imachem mehem tiknu. And mehem tiknu makes no sense at all, because the Pasuk before was talking about mehem tiknu eved v'amam, and then it says mibnei atoshavim mehem tiknu. Right? So first it's talking about the goyim that you capture in other countries, which are not Mishiva Amamim, so then you have Mehem Tiknu. So we already know that we're talking about Mehem Tiknu. All it needed to say is V'gam Bibnei Atoshavim. People that are in Eretz Yisrael, you don't necessarily have to travel all the way to Timbuktu. There are people here that do not have a din of the Shiva Amamim. That was the sugya that we had in Yevamos about who is considered to be the child of another person, a migrant worker who had come into Eretz Yisrael, if you recall, into Eretz Canaan. Fine. But in any event, the words Mehem Tiknu is completely irrelevant, because obviously Mehem Tiknu. So what is the meaning of the repetition? It's coming to tell me that there is a kinyan. Mehem Tiknu means, first of all, Atem Konim Mehem. You can buy them, but Lo Ha'em Konim Mehem, they can't buy you. Furthermore, they cannot buy each other. Mehem tiknu, you can buy from them. So they can't buy each other. Yocho, you might think, roll down your sleeve, you might think, hello, you might think, lo yiknu zedze, you might think they cannot buy each other. What are you talking about? What do you mean they can't buy each other? You just said they can't buy each other. Yocho, lo yiknu zedze. Armed lo aim konim zemize. What do you? No. I mean, okay, come on. Lo aim konim zemize. They can't buy each other to have a kinyan aguf. Now, you might think that means yochol lo yiknu ze et ze, even for maaseh yadayim, to have a right in that person for any maaseh yadayim that he is going to produce. It can't mean that, because Amrit kal v'chomer, If an Oved Kochavi can be Kona a Ben Yisro, because we know that from the Posek V'chi Tasig Yad Ger V'toshav. So over there we talk about the mitzvah of being paid a Jew that was sold to a Ger Toshav, right? How can he buy a Jew? So obviously it means that he bought the rights to that Jew's Avodah. In which case, we need to understand that the Pasuk over here is only referring to a Kinyan HaGuf for the actual ownership of the Guf. But a Kinyan for the rights of production, obviously, if they could be Kena a Jew, and then you have to go and be paid there, and you have to make the analysis of how much you're paying per year, and the whole portion that we have in Vayikra. So Kol Shekein, if they could be Kena, and if it could be Kena Yisroh, and if it could have him, Kol Shekein. So certainly he can be Kena Neved Kochavim. Now, the question is, this type of Kinyan, perhaps, if all that we have to go on is this Pasuk, then this type of Kinyan of Shavoi would simply mean to the regular reader that if they go ahead and they buy it, then they can keep it, right? Doesn't mean if they go and they grab it. I mean, the Shavoi stole something, basically. So because they were using force, you want to say that that force allows them the rights to maintain an ownership of the goof for its parents. That's what you're saying. But it doesn't say that here. It just says Meham Tiknu. What's Meham Tiknu? Meham Tiknu doesn't mean go in there and grab it and run. Meham Tiknu means take, open your wallet, give them a credit card, and be Kena. How does that explain why these Shavoi would be able to sell you something that basically they just took because they're cut? So here it's just a Kenyan Kesef. Ask the Gemara, Ve'imani Nilbekaspa. So maybe this means that you, if you buy it, you buy it. But who's to say that by virtue of a chazaka over the Evan, that you'd be able to be Kena? Omer of Papa, I'll prove it to you. Because look, Klal Yisrael has an Isser D'oraita to fight and to take property from Ammon u'Moab, right? And yet, Sichon Melech Emori, because he had invaded Eretz Yisrael and he had captured Ammon u'Moab, that is what was ultimately to become Evrayad in Eretz Yisrael. And Yisrael went ahead and they made a war against Sichon Melech Emori and they kept it. How could they keep it? I thought it's the territory legally of Ammon u'Moab. Therefore, what do you see from there, says Rav Papa? That Ammon and Moab, the Iser for Yisrael, so for them it was as if it was Tame, so to speak, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them. Tiaru, but they became Mutter because of Sichon. So what does that show? That Sichon had a right of war. That means he was able, not capable, but Chazakah. So he was able to take by Chazakah the property from Ammon and Moab. And if that's the case, since an Eved is similar to property in terms of his Kinyan, and we've already seen that they have a right to Kinyan, so that means that the right to Kinyan would also extend to Chazaka. So therefore, it all adds up. Okay, that is as far as an Oved Kochavim for an Oved Kochavim. But what makes you think that an Oved Kochavim can be Kena Bechazaka, the Eved of Yisroel, where the Eved of Yisroel has a din of Yisroel? So it's all very nice to say they were able to take Ammon u'Moab. And it's all very nice to say, Lo heim konim michem, but the konim zemizeh, vis-a-vis this halacha of Kinyan HaGuf for Peres. But how do you know that they can even be Kena Yisroel Bechazaka? Because by the Milchemet Ha'ai, it says in the Pasuk, Vayish Mimenu Shevi. What are you talking about, Shevi? Shevi means that there's actually Kinyonim of Shvia, and that means that the Goyim that had captured a Jewish Shifcha is still considered to be Shevi. So apparently there's some din of Kinyon B'chazaka even over a Eved Yisrael. Okay, but that proves it. Om Reb Shama Baraba, Om Reb Yochanan, Eved Shebarach Bibeta Asurin Yatzala Cherut. Now, on the surface, this doesn't seem to have anything much to do with our sugya, but we will see that we're going to be asking it as a kasha on the shita of Reb Yochanan in our Mishnah. So we start off with the story here that Rabbi Yochanan seems to paskin out of left field that if an Eved was being held in a jail by Goyim, and he runs away, a Jewish Eved, he runs away, he was Yotzi L'Cheres. Not only was he Yotzi L'Cheres because the Odin had been miyayish from him, but we will even force the Odin to write a Get Shichrur. And by writing the Get Shichrur, he will be matir, this Eved, to marry a Bat Chorin, and he will become completely Kadosh B'Kedushas Yisrael. Now, the problem is our Mishnah. Tonight, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ben Kach Uben Kach Yishtabed. What did our Mishnah say? I mean, it seems to be the same case. This Eved is being held by these Shavoi, right? So basically, he's in jail. The Odin possibly had Yush, but maybe exactly the same case, as we'll see in a moment. That isn't clear, but that depends on the workers of Bayev or Rav. And what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Come hell or high water, whether he was mefarekim in order to be an Eved, or in order to make Reben Charim, in either case, the halacha is he goes back to work. Now, so he said, what's the kasha? The kasha is this. Rabbi Yochanan is quoted by Rabbi Bar Chanan as saying that kol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ben Mishnatenu, halacha kamoto. Wherever we find in a Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for three cases. The case of Arev, the case of Tzidain, and the Raya Achroina, which has nothing to do with us here. Now, is that a contradiction? Because according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if you are poda this guy, so the halacha is he's got to go back to work. And here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, well, if the Eved managed to run away, not only does not go back to work, but the Odin is forced by Besdin to write out a Get Shichrur. Now, how do you explain that? And it's the same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, even under conditions where somebody bought him back for avdus, for freedom, he's still going to be in Eved. And over here, we're saying that if he runs away, he's going to be free, and we're going to force the Eved to free him. I mean, the Odin to free him. I mean, it's like one extreme to the other. How could Rabbi Yochanan paskin both of these ways? Now, according to Abaye, these two cases have nothing to do with each other. Because Bishlam el Abaye, remember, how did Abaye understand our mission? Our mission is talking about before Yush. So it's talking about before Yush. So then the whole thing was a takana, even if he had taken him out, Litzerech, the Cheros. We also make a takana because we want to make sure that people will be willing to be paid. Okay. So therefore, we'll take him away. I understand. The case over here, the Rabbi Yochanan was pastor is Yotzel Cheros, that's talking about Liachar Yush. So there's no comparison between the cases. Rabbi Yochanan was passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, had nothing to do with the case over here where the guy ran away from a jail. But according to Rava, who holds that the case in our Mishnah was Liachar Yush, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is paskening that even though it was Leachar Yush, the halacha is Yishtabed. Why? Because of Chizkia. Chizkia was afraid that Avadim would end up being able to destroy the whole notion of slavery by running over to gangs that pass by and waving their hands and getting captured, and then we'd go through this whole business. So therefore, Chizkia said we have to make a Tikkun HaOlam that will always give him back to the first Odin. So then how can Rava say that that's how we paskin? Like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, like Chizkia, and yet if the Eved runs away from the Shavoi, we're actually going to force the owner to give him a Get Shichrur. That's crazy. We're supposed to be returning him to the owner. So then Kasher Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan. Amalek Rava, you're not thinking. It's indeed the same case, except for one minor difference, isn't it? The Eved that attempted to escape from the jail was risking his life. I mean, the guy up on the watchtower over there could have machine gunned him down. So he's obviously desperate to get away from this jail. He's imprisoned here. Whatever the situation is, he's risking his life.
From the captors.
I don't care whoever has him. Whatever, whoever has him. Captures, a gang, Mexican drug cartel, the government, whoever's got him, he's running away.
Nice guy, owner as well, just ran.
No, not original nice guy owners. a government jail, I don't know, you want to call it capture, whatever the situation is,
clarify.
Whoever had him, he's risking his life to get away. So what are you telling me? The guy is risking his life to get away. We should make a takana. Maybe the next time these people come by, he's going to wave and say, hello, how about taking me? He just risked his life to get away from them. That's ridiculous. What do you mean, hello, take me? You see, he's desperate not to be captured. Okay, so how would we make a takana from Chizkid? Does that make sense, says Rava? Time am I. What was the whole reason Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said? He goes back to work for his first eved. Because Chizkia said that otherwise people will keep running around and be mapilatzatz from the deshavoy of a year, a boreach is shining. If he's running away, think for a minute. Hashlik tolamos enough. The guy literally is risking his life, right? So now you're telling me, oh, but we're worried. Next time somebody comes by, he's going to wave to them and say, how about capturing me? You're going to call out the A-team. So I'm pulling up on Avshila Gaya. So it's absurd. And therefore, there's no contradiction. I could paskin like Chizkia in all cases other than Boreach. And in the case of Boreach, I'm telling you a separate halacha. A Boreach will force him to be Meshachrim if it's after Yush. Now, what happened once, interesting halacha l'maisa. Shmuel had a ama, a maid, that he had been kaina. So she was a Shifra Knanit. And Amtid, Mar Shmuel, Ishtaboy. So she was captured. Porkua Vashumamata. And they went and were po to her for, not Kheiros, but in order to be an Amma. And they sent her back, FedEx, to Shmuel, with a note attached. And the note said like this. The truth is, we who were po to her, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, okay? So we hold that when you're paida, she's supposed to go back to her owner. Her owner is you, and therefore we're sending her back to you. Now, don't pull any frum shtick on us, because at inamik rabbonin tzvir lecha, even if you hold like the rabbonin who argue on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and you are worried that maybe they were meshachra her l'shem bat chorin, and therefore you don't have a right to be paida, no, we want you to know. We beferish paid money for her in order to buy her back as an amma, and therefore we're sending her back to you. So therefore, the inu sava. The problem was that they had made a mistake. The Ishaboy thought that Shmuel had not been miyayish. So in the middle there were no other issues, but wasn't the case. Actually, it was li'achar yush, and the problem was that since it was li'achar yush, not only did Shmuel pull from shtick on them, that lomi boy the ishtaburi lomi shtabi, that he absolutely refused to use her, he even sent her a get cheres. I don't even need to send her a get cheres. That's how free she is. Think about my working with her. Now, she's really my oma, but I don't have a right to be mishtabed with her because it's really two steps. There's the ownership of the eved, which gives you the rights to be working in, and then there's the kedusha of the eved. So you might think, okay, but she's at least my eved until I give her a get shichra. No! I don't even need to give her a get shichra. Why? Because Shmuel l'shitato holds Shmuel the timing. The Omar Shmuel learns from a pasuk that once an Adin does not have rights of Shi'ibud, then automatically the Eved becomes Jewish and doesn't need a get shichur. You only need a get shichur where he hasn't lost his rights to Shi'ibud. How do I know that? The Omar Shmuel Omafkir Avdo Yatzala Cherut Veino Tzarich Get Shichur. Because since it says in the pasuk, V'chol eved ish, miknat kesev, whatever this is, they were talking about Korban Pesach, umaltaoto, as yochalbo, we just had it in the Parsha. But what in the world does it mean to say eved ish? There's no nafkamina in terms of ownership or dinim between an eved that's owned by an ish or an eved that's owned by an isha. Ish ve ish li isha. L'kol dinim shebetar. One of the dinim is kinyanim. So if a man owns an eved, or a woman owns an eved, is exactly the same. So it can't mean eved ish, eved isha. The same halachu, maltaot. Ella, what it means is Eved Ish, an Eved where the Adon has Rishut, Sheyesh Lo Rishut Rabo Alav. He's the Eved of a particular person. That's Kari Eved. If you cannot point to the person who owns this Eved, he's not an Eved of that Ish or that Ish. Say, but he has the status of an Eved, but nobody, no, there's no such thing. The moment Ein Lo Rishut Rabo Alav, he's Bechlan not even called an Eved. So therefore the Torah is being Megala, if the very word Eved means there's got to have somebody who has rights over him. Mamela, they made a big mistake paying money for that girl if they thought that Shmuel was going to end up back with his Amma. And there was another Maisa where Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra's Amma was captured, and they brought her to a faraway place, and there was this Goy from Tarmod who fell in love with her, and he buys her to be a wife. So he was Kainer, he spent good money on her, Lashum Itata. So now the Jews that were in that city were very concerned. Here's a nice Jewish girl, I mean, even though she's an Oma, but she has a din of mitzvahs and so on. So they wanted to get her out of his hands. So they sent a message back to Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, which made no sense. What they wrote to him is, Yahut Avarata, if you want to be a mensch, Shidar Lagita Lechirut. Send her a get chirus. I said, well, what is that supposed to mean? Echidami. I understand. Were they able to buy her back? Meaning the guy, even though he liked her and so on, he's ready to sell her, obviously. I mean, he bought a wife. This is his 63rd wife, you know. So, okay, if you give me enough, I'd sell my first wife, too. So, either Matsi Parkela. So if they were able to buy her back, so what's the point of a get shikra? I understand. So lamalei get to the cheruta. If they wouldn't have been able to buy her back, as the guy is indignant, chas for sholem that I should sell my dear beloved. So the lamatzu parkila. So what good is it to be mishadal get to the cheruta? Basically, this guy is taking charge of her. But bechlaf kamina, if she's going to get from Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, she'll have a get cheruta. How's that going to change anything? If anything will make things worse, she'll be completely a Jewish woman, and she'll be in the hands of these people, this goy. So my happy, what are you going to accomplish by sending it clear? It's a very strange message. He says, the mice was like this. Well, Yolam, the Motsu Parkula, the guy, of course the guy's got a price. What are you talking about? He'll sell her back. The problem was that they didn't want people in that area, they didn't have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's idea. Well, you know, she's chayevus in mitzvahs, but it doesn't matter, even though she's an eved, but she still has mitzvahs. They didn't feel that way. She's an ama, who cares? Now, the people who sent the message back to Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, they felt that they would be able to organize a community reaction to buy this woman back if and only if people would see her as a fully Jewish woman. So, a fine Jewish girl is now owned by this Talmudoi. We need $1 million to be paid her.
This seems like a bribe more than...
No. I'm buying it straight out finances.
It's a boy.
No, what? But I need to buy it. He bought her. He bought her for the purposes of marriage, but I want to buy it from him. So I go to him and say, I'd like to buy her. So, the point is that they held... that given the Mishadal Agita de Cheruta, if they could get Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra to send a get Cherus, then they could organize Chibura Michbrei Hadadi, they could organize the community, and they could get up enough money to be Mefarikla. But if they would know that she's an Omer, they wouldn't be willing to give money. Or maybe that wasn't the Mesa. Maybe the Mesa was that Liolam de Lomatsi Parkala, the guy would not sell. So what was their Eitzah? They figured like this. If he sends her a get chayrus, then this guy is going to realize that she was an Oma. In other words, like this, he thinks she's a Jewish woman. You know, Choshev, every guy wants to have a nice Jewish girl, you know. Even if he's the prime minister of France, you need to be married to a Jewish woman. So because of that, he wanted her. But if he would get all of a sudden in the mail this whole fancy get chichrus, oh my God, she's not really Jewish, she's just a slave. Slave girl. Then he can't take her as a wife. Once he can't take her as a wife, then he'll already allow her to be sold, right? So came in the Mishadal Agita de Cheruta, Mitzala Babi. So now she's cheapo. She's cheapo, so the Mefarikla. Now he allows people to buy her. Wait a minute. I thought you said they'd rather sleep with a Jewish donkey than with a Goyish woman. So, I mean, it's so good. So she's not a completely Jewish woman, but she's at least a Jewish donkey, no? So why wouldn't they want, why would he be mitzalabahapa? So chavivu and behemtam shal Yisrael yoter min shoteyam. Why would he be willing to sell? Come on. That's, he sneak out to the barn for a little fun at night. And I mean, look at Sina. Look, if I ask you, I'm going to take the donkey and make it Mrs. Prime Minister, right? You're not going to take her to the cocktail party? You're going to take the donkey? So he's going to say, man, this chashuv guy, he went ahead and he married a shivka. But what's he going to say to them? Hey, come on, you know at night you'd rather have a donkey at your, okay, but not at a cocktail party. Hai amta, the avi pepumbadita. Now, there was this Oma in Pumbedisa, and everybody was fooling around with her, and she was like hefker to all the kids in the neighborhood. So everybody was having fun. So Abaye said, look, you know, the best thing to do would be to force the Oda into freer, and then we'd get her married off, you know, and then she'd have a real husband would take care of her, would stop this hanky-panky. The problem is, if you don't have because if it wouldn't have been for him, I would have done that. But he loved Amr of Yeram Shmuel. They'd call him Shachar Avdo Ver Baaseh. It says in the Torah, La'olam Behem Ta'avod, that's a mitzvah saseh. So if Shmuel hadn't paskin like that, then now I can't tell somebody go freer because then it's an iser. But if it wouldn't have said that, Avi Kafina Le'lamar, I would have forced the owner to write her out to get Cherus, and then we would have married her off. I would have found a fine shidduch for her. Ravina says, oh, come on. Kiyah moda Rabiuda. Rabiuda is moda that in cases where she's become the neighborhood sex toy, then Mishum Milta the Isura. Already, it's not an Isur. You're trying to save people from doing Isur. And what, an Abaya doesn't hold to that? Abaya Mishum Isura, lo, Abaya holds it would be Osir, even if it's to prevent Isur. What about Omer B'chanina bar Rav Katina Omer Yitzchak? There was a Maseh B'Yisha Achat. There was Chetzya Shifcha V'Chetzya Bat Chorim. And over there they had the same problem. And they were kofu at Rabbah. They forced the owner to free her. So you know how local amaisa that you could force the owner to free her. So why did Abaya not do so? The owner of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the maisa over there was Minag Hefker Naguba. It was because also everybody was fooling around with her. So I said, what's the matter with you? Okay, Hashta, where was you? Over there, there was no way to marry her to anybody because she's a chatzi shivcha chatzi bat chorin. So you can't marry her to an eved because of the chatzi bat chorin. You can't marry her to the ben chorin because she's chatzi eved. So what are you going to do? So Mamela, there was no choice but to free her. But Arthur, what's the problem? See, I have to necessarily free her and get her a kosher yid. Why can't you find a nice eved who's a big bar yon? And if anybody wants to play with his little girl, he'll beat them to a pulp. And that'll stop the Yisr very quickly. So, Efshad the Miyakad Lola Avde, Umanatula. And he'll take good care of her. Well, all you need to do is find, you know, a guy like Rocky. He'll be happy to take her. You know, and then anybody tries to start up, he'll beat her up. Gufa. Omre Vira Mishmo. Kol Mishach Rav Go, Verbase, Shinemar La Olamba, Him Tavodu. Maitre. Rebbe Eliezer walks in to the Beit HaKnesset, and there's no minyan. There were only 9 people. Lo matzah asara. So he was meshachar his eved, and he was mashlim asara. So now they had a minyan. How was he allowed to do that? What about lelum bem tavod? No, mitzvah, shiny, a mitzvah is a different thing. To avoid Yisr is one thing, but you have a chiyuv to daven, so what am I supposed to do? So memela, he freed him. Well, of course not. What do you mean? It's real. It's not a game. You made him a yid. How are you going to be evid with a yid?
Were there people who tried to find these excuses?
Yeah. Turn around on him. The olam b'hem ta'avodu is a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yishmael, olam b'hem ta'avodu is a reshus, not a chiyuv. That you can work with them forever and give them over to your children and so on and so forth. Rabbi Akiva says, no, no. It's not up to you. It's a chovah. The Torah doesn't want you to free them. Wait a minute. So why did we have to say that Rebbe Eliezer was only matir freeing the eved because it was he needed a minion and mitzvah shiny Maybe Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer, Sovel HaGemani Yom Hershus. Maybe he never held of the Yisr. No. We know that he held of Rebbe Akiva. Lo Sakadaita, Tanya Bad yet says Beferish in the Bright, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Chova. The Rebbe Eliezer holds exactly like Rebbe Akiva. So how do you explain the fact that he was B'shakra V'Yevet? Must be the mitzvah shining. Oh, my Rabbah, you know, there's three reasons why you find that very rich people lose their money. They end up losing all their money. One is, the richer they get, the more liberal they get. And what they end up is mafkiav deil lecheruta. You know, so now they're very loyal to their maid and their eved, you know, after all these years of faithful service, you know. So we'll be mafkiyu lecherus. Mafkiyu lecherus are over on the Yisrael and on top of it. That's the first reason. The second reason is sairi nichsayu b'shabata. They walk around their properties on Shabbos, and they make a mental list. You know, we got to fix that window. We have to install a sprinkler system here. So that their own machshava is that they want to see what they're going to be malachas they're going to do after Shabbos. And the third thing they do is that during the kiddush, the shir, they're koveya, they're suda at home, and they say, I'm sorry, I have to run home, I can't stay for this year because of the suda. So kavi suda tayo b'shabata b'idem b'midrash. While it's time for the shir, and they used to have a shir kavua in the Beit HaKnesset, and they wouldn't stay for the shir, so they would go home to eat. So because of that, they lose all of their money. The Omer Pkir Barav, Omer Reb Yochanan, you should know that there were shtei mishpachot ayu b'Yerushalayim. Two very rich families, famous families. One of them was koveya their seuda and Shabbos during the time for the shir. And the other one, bedavka, in order to avoid that, they were koveya their seuda on Erev Shabbos. Now, what that means is machlokas. The simple meaning is that it doesn't mean Erev Shabbos mamish. Often we use Erev Shabbos to mean Leil Shabbos. So since by the time the shir was finished, they didn't really have time to eat very much, and the kiddush ruined their appetite, so they never got a decent meal. So they figured they'll make their ikar siddur Shabbos the Leil Shabbos siddur. The problem is that the Leil Shabbos siddur is not the ikar kavana yom is Yom Shabbos, not Leil Shabbos. Mm. So because of that, they switched the chashivas of the siddur on Shabbos, even though their desire to do so was to avoid hurting the shir time. Shtei em nekru. It doesn't, just doing the opposite thing, as we've pointed out many times, is not a solution. So you have to figure out how to do it right, not how to do it different. Oh, my Rab.
Nekru means what in this case? Sometimes
it means Nekru. It could be Nekru from Yerushalayim that they were sent to the Golos, or Nekru that they lost their money. But partially it means they were Nekar from the area. Okay, terrible story. But anyway, meanwhile, we see that the inyonim of the Eved is not a dover poshet. You have to be very careful not to stam, be mafker, not to be motzi neved lecheres. Omer Rab, ha-magdish avdo yatza lecherut. Someone who made his Eved hegdish. What does he mean? I mean, obviously, he can't mean, I want to bring him as a korban. I mean, obviously, we don't have human korban, right? And he never said, I want him for, what is he saying? He's not giving the Eved to be part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And he never said, Dame Dmei Avdi Alai, which is the Lashon that you would have to say, which is the third alternative, that I'm Chak, the value of my Eved, to Hagdash. So Memela, basically, what does he really mean? My time. I mean, he was Yotzei Lecheres because, first, look, Gufei Lo Kaddish. Did he say Dmei Avdi Alai? No, he never said that. Dami Lo Kaddish. So what does he mean, my Eved should be Kaddish? He means he should be a Ben Yisroel. He should be an Am Kaddish. And he should get the Kedushas Yisroel. So therefore, he's basically saying that I'm freeing him. So he was Yotzei
Lecheres. Why can't he just assumed to say that he's the property of Bistin?
We'll see, because that's not what he's... It's not what he said. We'll see later on that there's alternatives. Rav Yosef Amarav furthermore says that Hamafkir Avdo Yatzalachirut. Just by being Mafkir, he's automatically also freeing him. So Magdama Magdish. So if you want to say that if it's Magdish, Kol Shekin if he's Mafkir, because in Mafkir he's saying, Bechlal, I'm not maintaining any rights over him. But if the guy said Magdish, then I wouldn't say that. I could go so far as to say that he was Yotze, because guy's Magdish the Eved. Maybe he means that the value of the Eved is for Hegdish. Maybe that's all he means. So it could be Dumla Dami Kama. So what we asked was, in these cases, Tzorich get Shichur or Lo Tzorich get Shichur? Toshma, Dyan Rav Chiya Bar Avin Omer Rav, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Yotze L'Cherut, whether it's a Magdish or a Mafkir, but he's Yotze L'Cherut, but he needs a get Shichur in order to give him his full status of Yisrael, to be able to marry a Bat Chorin. And Rabba said, we asked on that psak from the following, Mutvina Nashmaitin. It says that if a magdish nichasav vayubem avadim, if somebody was magdish his property, and there were avadim in that property, the gizborim do not have the right to momotzi the eved l'chirut. So what can they do? All they can do is mochrin otam la'acherim, because the gizborim don't own the guf of the eved. So it's clearly only a domi, right? The Gizborim, however, can sell these Avodim to other people, and then the other people can be Motzim Otam L'Cherus. Whereas Rebbe says, why do you have to sell them to other people? All you need to do is have the guy himself pay his own value. What's the issue? They let the Eved pay up how much he's worth, and he would be Yotze. Because basically, you're saying that the Gizbor has a right to sell. So why can't he sell it to the guy himself? If he's Mohr Olo, said it was Kenes Atzmai. Now, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous, right? This has nothing to do. The guy said dummy? So what? So therefore he owes Hegdash the dummy of the Eved? And therefore what? The Gizbar who? What Gizbar? What? Where Gizbar? The Gizbar doesn't have anything. The only thing the Gizbar has is a right to knock on the guy's door and say, excuse me, but you owe Hegdash money. That's all he has a right to do. What do you mean he can sell the Eved?
Yeah. Where's the Eved go?
Nothing changed with the Eved. Yeah, it's like a guy says, I'm going to give my own domain. No? I'm going to give my own domain. I'm going to give the domain my Eved. What's the Gizmo have to do with the price of eggs in China? Gizmo's going to sell. Gizmo won't do anything. Says the Gemara, well, what are you asking from a Braita on Rav? Remember, Rav is a Tana, and Rav can be Chalak on a Braita. So Matnita, Karamita, Ali, the Rav, Tana, Vapolik, obviously, he doesn't hold of this. Oh, yeah. What about this? Tashma. It says in the post. Now here you can't just potter it up by saying Rav argues. This is a drasha. We don't find that anybody's chelik on this drasha. Ach kol cheirem asher yechoram ish l'ashem mikol asher lo me'adam u'beima u'misteach u'zata kodesh kodeshim el Hashem, etc. Right? Now what does that mean? So when it says kol cheirem asher yechoram me'adam, me'adam means avadav v'shivchotav haknanim. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that you can give them to Hegdash. I thought Rav said if you give them to Hegdash, go free. No, it means No. Rav was Maida. The only thing that he was saying was that, look, he didn't say Ladami. That's what we said before. So what did he mean? He must have meant Leham Kedash. But obviously this bright is talking about where he said Ladami. So then what's the problem? Why can't you say Domavalai? Oh, is that so? So then, Yochi Idach Nami, Diomar Ladomi. So then, why wouldn't we be able to say the same thing as in the other case that he said Beferish Ladomi? I understand. You said Rav is a Tana and he's Chaylik, right? What do you mean Rav is a Tana and he's a Chaylik? You said Rav is Maida. Remember, we have three Dargas over here. Kedushas Aguf. Obviously, there's no Kedushas Aguf because only a Dover that's Roy the Mizbeach is going to be Kedushas Aguf. Then we have the domim, literally the domim. I'm giving this effort to you. Obviously, there's no Kedush Zaguf on him, but you own him in terms of his value. Right? And then we have a third alternative. Now, Rav said those are not the alternatives. And he didn't say that he means Ladami. So you answered the other case is talking about, he said, Beferish Ladami. Why couldn't you say he said Beferish Ladomim in the first case? Why did you have to make, I mean, the last thing we ever want to do is say to Robert Schleich on the Tannoi. If we have to, we'll say it. I mean, you obviously, Al, there was nothing to say about this. That it means literally that Rav is going to have to argue. You could have said the same answer you said over here. No, Sister Gemara. Obviously, that can't, that's ridiculous. Because then the whole thing wouldn't have made any sense. What do you mean you said Ladami? So then, Eina Gizborim, Rishaim Lotzil Chayrut. Which Gizborim? Gizborim don't have anything to say about anything. The Gizborim are a computer. They keep track of how much money is owed. The Gizborim, my opinion, how did Gizborim get involved in this discussion? They don't have any rights to do anything. And then you say, they can sell them to others. Sell them to others? Which others? Who others? It's his Evan. All he did was, if he said the dummies, he committed himself to give the value. What do you mean sell them? Who are you selling? That's ridiculous. The Achirim, my opinion, how did anybody else get involved in this discussion? And then, Rebbe Omer, no, I say he could even pay his own dummy. What do you mean? He's pay his own dummy. And that dummy has nothing to do with buying and selling. If he said the dummy, then that dummy only has to do with a way of making a commitment to give money to Agdash. It has nothing to do with buying and selling. So what do you mean? If you're talking about a case where the guy said the dummy, what do you mean, Shukamokhalo? It's absurd. He's the guy who made the netter, pays the money. This was just a reference point for how much money it's supposed to be. That's all that it was. The whole thing would be ridiculous. Obviously, we're not going to say that. But in the drosha of what does kol chirma sheyachoram mi'adam mean, that could mean adami, fine. That's possible. Because there it doesn't say anything about all of this business about sales and so on and so forth. Okay, now we will see that Lamaisa, tomorrow we'll see that we have an obvious alternative. And it's an alternative that Moshe mentioned before, but without the key factor. And the key factor, remember, is that according to Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Motzi Dvaro Levatala. And in the case where Ein Adam Motzi Dvaro Levatala, Rabbi Meir is ready to be mafarish words, even though they weren't said. So what, this guy's not a total idiot. So if he's being Magdash Avdo, he obviously means that Hegdash owns the value of the Eved while he owns the goof of the Eved. So even though he wasn't mafarish that, but then that would mean that it's not a problem of Rav. Rav wasn't necessarily being Mefarish Eli but the Rebbe Meir. But certainly we expect to find Mishnayos and Brises that would have that interpretation because they did hold of Rebbe Meir. So more to be said on this tomorrow. As I said, look, I understand it's a difficult sugya because it has so many fascinating ins and outs. We're in, very, very interesting. Avlamet Eved shenishba uvda'uhu im l'shum eved yishta'abed im l'shum ben chorin lo yishta'abed v'shem ben gom yel amer ben kach yishta'abed v'may eskina ilem lefnei yiyush l'shum ben chorin amay lo yishta'abed ela leyach yiyush l'shum eved amay yishta'abed am rabbi liyolam lefnei yiyush l'shum eved yishta'abed l'rabo rishon l'shum ben chorin lo yishta'abed lo l'rabo rishon lo l'rabo sheni l'rabo sheni lo obviously but the rabbi Rishonamilo, because if we give him back, then Dilma Mimne Ivelo Parke, because people won't care. Rab Shimbegam, Leoloma? Nah, it doesn't matter. Bankak, Bankak, Ishtabed, people will still care. Kasava Kishem Shemitzvah Livdot at Bnei Achorin, Kach Mitzvah Livdot at Avadi. That's approach A. Rava takes the opposite approach. Rava, actually, Leolam Leachri Yush. When it says l'shomevet yishtabed, it means yishtabed l'rabo hasheni. And so the other case of lo yishtabed l'shomevet chorin is lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon lo l'rabo sheni for the simple reason that rabo hasheni freed him, l'shomevet chorin parke, and the rabo rishon is l'achar yush. Whereas Reb Shem ben Gamliel omer, ben kach yishtabed, even though it was l'achar yush, k'dechizkiya, d'yamachizkiya, you can't allow a evet to create a situation of yush because b'nei mamro ben kach yishtabed shelo yeh kol echad v'echad olech umapil atzmo l'gayasot umavki atzmo miyad rabo meitvim amar lam Reb Shem ben Gamliel k'shem shemitzvah livdot et b'nei echorin kach mitzvah livdot et avadim so bishlam el abayu says the whole problem was we're talking with b'nei yush, that's why he says that the Kishem Shemitzvah, but I mean, according to Rava, has nothing to do with the Kishem Shemitzvah. It had to do because of Chizkiyah, right? So, Hakishem, he should have said, Mishum de Chizkiyah. Omelech HaRava, look, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was just covering his bases. I mean, lo avi yadi ma'akam rabbanan, because it was very opaque. So Haki Kamala, look, I know what you're talking about. Because if it's if they use kamrito, so then kishem shemitzvah. If it's liachar yish kamrito, then it's because of Chizkia. But what about according to Rav Adiyom liachar yish, and he's mishtabe l'rabo sheni, ha, bichlal, did Rabo sheni ever become Rabo sheni? Miman konilei, mishaboy, shaboy gufim, mikonilei. Absolutely, in konilei. Indeed, only l'maisi adayim, but that's a kinyan, not guf for maisi adayim. The Omer Shlokish b'nai lovi kuchavim shekana tevet kuchavim kuchavim l'maisi adayim shenema. Again, b'nai atoshavim agorim meimachem mehem tiknu, and that mehem tiknu is completely extra because the previous part, the previous pasuk said mehem tiknu evi v'ama. So here mehem tiknu means only atem konim mehem. What, are you crazy? You just said lohem konim ze mizeh. No, I mean lohem konim ze mizeh. That means the gabi gufa. Now I'm asking, yochol lo yiknu ze etze, even the gabi maisi atayim. So then let me continue now. Thank you. Amr kavachomer. If an ovik yichavim yisrael kune, ovik yichavim, ovik yichavim, lochol shikay. Wait, okay, that's all very nice, but I mean, to buy means to buy legally. Say, Mahani Milu Bekaspa, but is Stamgo Bechazaka? Maybe not. Amr of Papa, no. Even that, because we find by Karkaot. Then Amun Omov Tiaro Besichon. Okay, so now we know Ashkan Ovik Yechavim Ovik Yechavim. But how do we know an Ovik Yechavim Yisrael mean all that? Because it's a first apostle, it says Vayish Bimeno Shevi. So obviously there was some Kinyanim on the Eved Yisrael, and there were Omer Yisrael. Omer Nachum Barava, Omer Reb Yochanan, Eved Shabarachmi, Beit Asrin, Yatzel Achirut. V'lo'od, Ashi Kofinat Rabolus, Tobo Get Shikru. Tzlan, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ben Omer, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Yishtabet. V'yom, Rabba Baruch Hachona, Omer Reb Yochanan, please remember that. That Kol Makom Shishon Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ben Mishnatino, Alacha Kamoto, Chutz Meyorei, V'vitzidon, V'ray Akrona. So Bishlim, La Baye, Mukal, Alay, Lefnei, Yish, V'ayli, Akri, Yish, it's fine. But according to Rava, he said our Mishnah is talking about Lacha Yush. So how is he going to explain the Kasher B'Yochanan B'Yochanan? How in the world do we not give him back to the guy to work with? Amalacha Rava, because what was the reason? Mishum de Chizkiah. Over here is Boreach, so then there's no Chashash of Chizkiah. Because Ashta Liktolom Aser Nafshe. You're telling me we're worried that Apuli Apu Nafshe L'Gai Asod. So anyway, she should go back to you. But assuming that you don't agree with that, and you hold that Rabbanan Svirla, and therefore we're giving it back. The problem was they made a mistake. You know, several years, but it wasn't true. And you know what Shmuel did? He held that she was a complete bat chorim, and I feel gita the chayrut and I'm eloi tzricha, and that's because Shmuel atayimid. And Shmuel amafker avdo yatzal chayrut, and over here he was miyayish mi avdo, and therefore netzorah ketchir shem evuchol eved ish biknat kesef. What is that supposed to mean? Eved ish, eved ish, follow eved ish, huh? Ela eved sheyesh lo reshut rabo alav kor yeved. But ain't the Rishut Rabbo Olav and Koroyev Bechol. I'm to the Rabbi was a Trishtab. Porka Utamuda was a goy, Lushomitita. So the Talmidim there sent to Rabbi, Shulchulay Lididay, Iyo Tavanita, Shadalagita de Cheruta. So what is that supposed to mean? I mean, either Matsuparkila, what the point of Gita de Cheruta? Either Lo Matsuparkila, what good is a Gita de Cheruta? So maybe Shadalagita with my hobby. Well, Leon and the Mutz of Parkilah, but they couldn't get anybody to give money for the operation. But given him a shadow of Gita the Charute, then they made the whole community thing. And Chibur Michbar Hayadani Parkilah. Or maybe it was another situation. Maybe Leolam the Lomatz of Parkilah. Because the guy thought she was very harsh, so they wanted him to be Meshadal Gita L'Cheruta, so that she should be Mitzah L'Biape. Now we realize she's not really Jewish. She's a Shivchas and Mefarikla. Wait a minute, why would that change anything? I thought, as far as they're concerned, she could be a donkey. She's still much more fun. Yeah, but that's not a little bit sina. You know, over here he's got to print up these nice wedding invites, you know. So it's like, Mrs. Donkey. I would have forced the Odayin, the Katabar Gita to Chibut, I would have founded a Shidduch. Ravina Amar? No, what do you mean? I'm under review of the Mishum Milta de Yisura. Vabaye, doesn't Abaye hold Mishum Yisura? That is Mutter, he holds even Mishum Yisura low. What about the famous case of Chanina Bar of Katina on Rav Yitzchak, that there was a Maaseh Bishah, Chachi, Chachi, Shifra, Chachi, Bat Chorin. And there were Kofin, Esraba, Vaseh, Bat Chorin, and Rav Nachra, Yitzchak said that the Maaseh was in Minagafkar Naguba. Ah, come on, Achi Ashtatam, Lola Evan Chazia, Lola Ben Chorin Chazia. So fine, there was no choice, but over here, what's the bias saying? That it's okay, he doesn't happen to have, you know, Mr. T available to, you know. But okay, you can find somebody. Efshad Miyachim, Le'avdi, Benatim, he'll take good care of it. Guva. Omrev, you know, Meshmu, Kolom Shachravdo, Verba Session, Melo Lam Bem Tavodo, Maitre, Maseb Rabbi Eliezer, Shnichmas, Betakneseb, Lamatza, Sarah, Vishikravdo, Vishlimala, Sarah, Mitzvah Shiny, Tonabon, Lolam Bem Tavodo, Rishus, the Verbi Shmo, Rebbe Kiva, Merchova. Wait a minute, so why did we say Rebbe Eliezer had to do it because it was Mitzvah Shiny? Maybe Rebbe Eliezer said, well, come on, Yom Rishus. No. That wasn't an option. It was like a bite. Because the Tani Behadi, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Chova, same as Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, Omer Rabbi, Shema, Ani, Tlat, Mila, Nachti, Ba'alei, Batim, and Yichsehon. First of all, they're Mafkev, the Elechirut, all these bleeding hearts. And then, Sairi, Nachsai, B'Shabbat, and they're making a list of things to do. And then they're Kaveh, they're Surah, during the Shir. How do you like that? Vida, Me, Midrasha. Omer Chiba, Rav, Omer, Rabbi Yonatan, Yochanan, Shtei, B'Shpachot, Ayub, Yerushalayim. Achat, Kavah, Sudat, B'Shabbat, and messed up the Shir. V'achad kavaz zudat b'erev Shabbat and messed up the surah. V'shteyam nekro. Omarab, ma'adish avda yotzul l'cheirutz. My time, look, what is the guy saying? Obviously, gufe lo kaddish, right? Now, l'dame, did he say l'dame? No. So what he says, it should be kaddish, what does he mean? He means it should be a ben Yisroel. L'havi am kaddosh, ka'oma. If yotziv omarab, ma'afkar avda, yotzul l'cheirut. So Mandi Amr Magdish Koshken Mafke, Mandi Amr Mafke, Magdish Lo, because maybe he really did mean the dummy. He boiled. Tzarech get Shichru, in these cases are lo tzarech. Toshmadim Reb Chiyah Barav and Amr Rav. Both cases is Yotze Lecheiros, and you don't have a right to be Mishtabed. However, tzarech get Shichru, to be Materim, be Yisrael. Amr Rav. We asked on Rav, between the Shmaitin, a Magdish Lechasav, Oya Bem Avod, Yimein HaGizborim, Mishram Lotzion Lecherut, Avon Bochrin Otam Lecherim, Vacherim Lotzion Otam Lecherut, and Rabbi Omer Amini Af, who Lotzion Otam Yatzma Vyotzei, Minesh Gomokrolo. So, I mean, obviously, he meant to actually give it to Hegdash. Nu, so what? So much Lizakor Lita Lid Rav, Rav Tanu Vapolik. Doshma. I'd explain that. No, that's not a problem. Maybe it's talking about that he said to Domi. Oh, all of a sudden you come up with that? Why didn't you say that a minute ago when I brought you the other thing? Oh, man, what good would it have said the Amalo Domi in that case? Would it have made no sense? Yachi, what? Quote, in a Gizborim Rochian Lotzion Lacheruta, unquote. Which Gizborim? Who Gizborim? Gizborim. My Avida time. Let's try the next quote. Unquote. Which Achim? Who Achim? My Avida time. How'd they get involved? Furthermore, another quote. Rabbi Yomer, Omer, and Yafu, no thing to me, that's when you have to go Mokrolo. Unquote. You're talking about the dummy? What do you mean, Mokrolo? I don't see what the heck you're talking about. So obviously, that had to be that he's Chaylik, because it says, oh, it's taken for granted that it's as if he actually gave the value to Agnes.